Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fifth episode of Study Busters. A study tip for the day is to move around while you study. Research, though, shows that if you study material in different spaces around the room, you are less likely to forget the information. Hello, my name is Mark Blaze, and today we will be discussing different study tactics for international students to use when moving to college in America. Today we have Mojahid Zahid, also known as Mojo, on the show. Welcome, Mojo.
Hello.
Mojo is from Saudi Arabia, went to school in Switzerland, and recently attended classes at Woodbury University here in Los Angeles. The topic for today is tips for international students to use when adjusting to school in America. So, Mojo, what made you want to come to school in America?
Well, I lived in Saudi Arabia from when I was born till the age of 11, and then went to boarding school in Switzerland from 11 till 18. And I saw the Middle East, I studied in Europe, I've been all around Europe, and I thought, like, I heard a lot of people telling me, especially my dad, that the experience that you get in the States is different than you would get anywhere else, so I wanted to pursue that.
All right. What do you think was the hardest part about adjusting from the move to America?
At first I didn't really have many friends. I didn't know anyone around here. I didn't know what to do, what was fun, where to go, where to hang out, and I was kind of stuck. But I figured that out.
How did you figure it out?
Well, I met a couple guys who I eventually became really close with. They also happened to be new to the area, so we explored together, you know, wasn't alone, built a friendship, and it was really helpful.
Awesome. What do you think was the easiest part about adjusting?
Well, I'd already moved. I lived in a couple different places, so it wasn't that hard. There wasn't much culture shock, so I didn't struggle with it that much.
All right. Okay. What do you miss most about going to school in Europe?
Oof. Well, the boarding school that I went to in particular had over 60 different nationalities at any time. So that was just amazing. Like, for example, I had a Saudi friend, a Nigerian friend, a Russian friend, all very close to me, you know? And I miss the diversity, and I miss living in the mountains so I could go skiing whenever I wanted.
Wow, I would love that. So you had 60 different nationalities. How did classes go? Like, is there a set language that everyone speaks there?
Oh yeah, that was a struggle for me because it was a British boarding school, so most of the program was in English. But the problem was there was French classes that were mandatory since we lived in Switzerland and the main language there was French. So until I was fluent in French, I struggled around town and in the cities because you rarely find anyone who spoke fluent English or who could understand what you were saying.
All right. What do you think is the biggest difference from school in Europe versus school in America?
Honestly, the biggest difference, I wouldn't say there's that big of a difference because, well, where I lived, it was different. I used to live in a confined space on top of a mountain, so there wasn't much to go around. And here it's like, when I'm done with school, I can go to the beach, I could go chill with my friends. There's a lot more to do out here than there was in Switzerland.
What are some of the hobbies that you've picked up since being out here?
I recently started going to the gym, a hobby that I'm very fond of. I go fishing from time to time, go to the beach, play volleyball, game occasionally.
What type of video games?
Well, I used to be a very big Call of Duty fan until I got introduced to Fortnite, and it's mostly Fortnite.
Like everybody else in the country.
Yeah.
All right. What was the worst part about going to school in Europe?
Worst part? Well, like I said, at first, I didn't speak the language. Like, most of my friends spoke English, but, like, as soon as I tried to communicate with the outside world, it's like, It was like getting in cabs. Like, it was very frustrating that I couldn't speak the language, going to restaurants. Anything I wanted to do, it was a struggle because I didn't speak French at first.
I feel. What was the best part about going to school in Europe?
It's kind of a weird answer, but being away from my parents. Like, you know, the independence of being in... Like, I wouldn't say you're fully independent in boarding school, but they're, like... They teach you how to be an adult from an early age. Like, from the age of 11, like, I was separated from my parents, and I had to, like, learn how to do things on my own. And the more you progress through the school, the more privileges you get and more freedom you get.
Do you think that helped you when moving to America, being away from your parents?
Oh, for sure. Like, I never really fully lived alone. I was always, like, in a dorm. So when I moved out here, I got an apartment with two of my buddies that I met out here. So I already had an idea of, like, how to take care of myself, what I needed, grocery shopping. I knew how to do all that stuff. I knew how to cook, clean. So it wasn't too much of a problem for me.
What is, like, the biggest difference in school between American and European schools?
Well, when I was going to high school in Switzerland, I took the IB program, the International Baccalaureate, which is arguably the hardest high school program. So I struggled throughout my whole time there. Like, I found school so difficult, and it was so frustrating. And when I came out here, it was a lot, I could say it was a lot easier, you know? I didn't struggle so much. I wasn't stressing. I have time to do other things except for study, which is nice. I have time for myself. Before, it was just like, start class at 7 a.m., finish at 4, sometimes 5 p.m., sometimes 6, actually. And then I'd have to have dinner. And it was very routine-oriented. Like, there was time for everything. I couldn't choose when I wanted to do things. So I'd get out of class, have dinner from 6:30 till 7. And then after 7, I'll have homework from 7:30 till 9, or, like, 7 till 9. And then I'd have 1 hour to do what I wanted, which is really not enough. And then I had to get ready for bed and go to sleep. So it was very strict.
Yeah. Sounds a lot worse than people complaining about going to school 8 to 3 here in the States. All right. So what did you come to America to study? What do you want to get a degree in?
Hopefully art, and majoring in art and business as a minor.
What interests you in art?
Honestly, I've been interested in art ever since I was a kid. My mother's an artist. She introduced me to art at a very young age. She taught me how to paint. She always got me arts and craft things to work with, and I fell in love at an early age, honestly.
What do you think you're going to do with an art degree?
Honestly, I'd like to follow in my mother's footsteps. She experimented a lot with different arts and saw what was like. She went through a sculpting phase, a photography phase, a painting phase, and I just want to see what's the best fit for me.
Who's your favorite artist?
Ooh, this is a tough one. Off the top of my head, I'd probably say Van Gogh. And that's because I'm very interested in his style of painting. It's called, in Italian, impasto, which is another word in English meaning paste. And what he specializes in is he uses thick layers of paint. So it kind of gives the painting some texture, and it's just different to what other artists were doing at that time.
Since you went to school in Europe, do you think, I'm trying to phrase this right, do you think you're a little bit more cultural to, like, art, sculpture, than most students have been in America?
That's actually a great question, because every year we used to have near the end of November, they used to take us on something called a CLE, Cultural Long Expedition. And they take us to different countries. We'd go to sometimes Italy, Germany, France, and we'd go for 3 or 4 days, visit museums, galleries. We just go see, like once, I remember we went to Rome, we went and checked out the El Duomo, the cathedral. We got to see the food around there. And it's just, I got exposed to a lot of cultures at a young age, so I feel like that contributed to my love for art and culture.
What is your favorite place you've gotten to see?
Ooh, definitely Rome. That's probably why I mentioned it off the top of my head. Because it's just a beautiful city. The food there is amazing. I love food. They had great pizza, great mozzarella. I love my mozzarella. And some good shopping.
Awesome. What has been the best part about going to school in America?
Best part. Well, since I did go to LA, I've always liked LA. I've been here a couple of times before. So I like the area. I like how there's a lot of things you can do. There's still a lot of international students. Like, there's just a, I don't know, like, there's so much. It's not just one thing that I enjoy about this place.
What has been, like, the worst part about going to school? In America.
The worst part was making friends at first. And that's not just because it was in America. That's just in general, wherever I would have gone. I struggle with social situations at first. So that's probably...
Do a lot of students from Europe come to America for college?
Actually, yeah. Like, a lot of my friends have come to America from Europe. I have actually two or three friends in LA. But most of them go to Boston or New York, Miami. They just spread around the country. But I'd say 90% of my friends who I went to boarding school with have ended up in the States for college.
Why do you think so many of them come to the States for college and not stay in Europe?
It's like I mentioned in the beginning. It's the cultural diversity. It's the experience that you get. Like, the studying, you can get good studying anywhere in the world. Like, you could go to an amazing university in England and wherever you want. But it's the experience that comes with going to college in America, which you can't find anywhere else, or I've been told.
Awesome. All right. What do you prefer, American or European school so far?
Honestly, both have their pros and their cons, but at the end of the day, I think I would say an American school, because it gives me time to concentrate on myself as well, not just on my studies. I can see what I'm passionate about, have free time, enjoy it with my friends, and pick up new hobbies along the way.
Awesome. What is something you miss about living in Europe? Like, what's something you were able to do at a European school that you can't do here in the States?
So, for example, on the weekend, I could hop on a train for 3 hours and I'd be in Rome. Another 2 hours, I'd be in Florence. Another 5 hours in a different direction, I'd be in Paris. I could go anywhere in Europe just by hopping on a train. It was cheap. You could go explore, just see different things. I know you could probably do the same thing, but you'd go to different states, not different countries. So I think that was really cool.
That's awesome. So you got to just go throughout Europe whenever you wanted.
Yeah.
That's really cool. What is something you enjoy about going to school in America that you didn't have in Europe, other than just the whole college experience?
Meeting and... what's the right word for this? Just interacting with Americans. Like, I didn't have many American students who went to my boarding school. It was just really unheard of. I may have met one American student. So, and plus there were so many nationalities, so I just was curious, you know? And the stereotypes were not all true.
What's the biggest difference between American and European people?
Ooh, that's a hard question. There's not, like, maybe it would be, I want to say manners, but it's not manners. Maybe the... Most Europeans that I've met, for the most part, speak multiple languages, but Americans usually just speak English. So that's...
Okay.
Maybe that's it.
What was something hard about... Was there something hard about American classes? Like, I know you said it was hard to make friends at first and get to know the area, but, like, what's something, like, in the classroom did you struggle learning differently since you were here in America versus internationally?
Well, I've been studying English for my whole life, but I still have somewhat of a language barrier since English is not my first language. So sometimes I struggle with when the teacher's trying to explain something, I don't understand some things that they're saying, some of the words that they're saying I don't understand, and I struggle with that at times.
What do you do in those situations?
Probably just look it up on the dictionary on my phone, and if I still can't understand, I'll go ask the teacher after class.
All right. Do you still keep in contact with a lot of your friends that came to America to study?
For the most part, yes, especially the ones that live in LA. And I keep frequent contact with the ones who don't, who I used to be close friends with. Because, yeah, at the end of the day, we're still in America. And actually, one of them is planning to visit me in a month, which is going to be really cool.
That's awesome. Do you think after you finish school, you'll go back to Saudi Arabia or Europe?
Well, honestly, that completely it depends on when I get my degree, what I get my degree in, and if I can find a job out here or if I can have a better job back home. It all depends on opportunity, whichever opportunity seems the best for me at that point in time.
Do you think there's as many opportunities for artists in America as there would be in Europe?
I think so, yes. I think in Europe and America, you have equal chances of becoming an artist, but not so much in Saudi Arabia, since its art isn't that big of a... There's not big of an, that big of an art movement in Saudi Arabia yet.
What quality, personal quality, you think helped you with the most in your adjustment to living in America?
I was very... Can you please ask that? Can you please ask that one more time?
What, like, personal quality? Like, were you outgoing? Were you shy? What helped you the most, hardworking, when you came to America to study? What helped you adjust the best?
I was very determined. When I put my mind to something, I usually get it done. I wanted a new apartment. I wanted to find roommates. I wanted to get back into classes. Everything I wanted to do, I just put my mind into it, put some time and effort, and I'd figure it out eventually.
Is it hard for you to have this life you have in America now, where you're studying, going to school here, you're studying art, but you also have friends that are all across the country, and friends and family back in Europe? Like, is that hard for you at times?
Honestly, I got used to being separated from family, and my family does visit pretty often, so that's really nice. And it can be hard at times. Sometimes I just don't want it. I want to give up. I want to go back home, but it'll pay off in the end, hopefully.
So how are you able to come to America? Did you have to get citizenship, a visa?
I had to get a student visa, which was a pain for me since I was a Saudi student. They don't really, I'm not really going to get into that, but yeah, it was a struggle for me.
All right. Is it usually hard for most European students?
European, not so much. With the color of my passport, yes, they don't. I'm not a fan.
All right. Is there any advice you would give to students who are coming from Europe, from Saudi Arabia, from international students coming to America to study?
My one advice would be make friends. Just make as many friends as you can, because with a support group and an inner circle, you can, like, it's a lot easier to get things done with people by your side than being alone.
How were you able to make the friends? Did you join, like, a fraternity? Did you, so, like, banquets for international students to meet? Or did you just go around school and meet new people?
Well, on freshman orientation day, I saw students around, and I decided to go up to and talk to a bunch of people. And then eventually they introduced me to other people and those other... and so on and so forth, and it was a cycle where I kept on meeting more and more people. And
what is what's harder studying wise? Do you think the material you learn internationally or the material you learn here in America? What do you think is a harder school system?
Oh, definitely Europe. Like I already mentioned a while back, that in Europe I was doing the International Baccalaureate, which is, I said, one of the hardest high school programs, and I struggled with it a lot, and I didn't have much free time, and now the workload isn't as heavy, the material isn't as, it's not as challenging. I'm not saying it's not challenging at all, but it's just not as hard. Like, I can go through it and work with it.
All right. So you said way back when in the interview that you... your school was full of people from 60 different nationalities.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that, making friends of people that might be from across the world? And do they usually would go home for the summer or something? keep in contact, or would you stay in Switzerland year round?
Well, what was nice about my boarding school is I had breaks every 5 to 6 weeks, believe it or not. I just had breaks from school. Like, sometimes there were 2 to 3 days, sometimes there were a week, sometimes there were a month. So everyone would most of the time go back home. Sometimes if home is really far, they'd go spend the holiday with their friends who live close by, which was really cool. Sometimes I went and spent the holidays with my friends, and I stayed in Switzerland with friends who had houses there, or like go to Italy with some of my Italian friends, spend holiday there, because if it was like a 2 or 3 day holiday, there was no point of going all the way back to Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that you'll stay at Woodbury University your whole time in college, or do you plan on transferring to different schools?
Oh, I definitely plan to transfer somewhere better. The reason I went to Woodbury is because my grades weren't so great the final year, and I had to take a year off because of my student visa situation, and it didn't look good. So I took what I could get, and hopefully I'll move somewhere a lot better with the grades that I'm getting now at Woodbury.
Awesome. All right, is there anything you'd like to add before we have to wrap up the show? Any advice to give or any shout-outs to make?
Not really. I think that's it.
All right. All right, so that is all the time we have for today. I hope everyone enjoyed that episode of Study Busters. Thank you, Mojo, for coming out today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and to all those listening out there, make sure to tune in next time to Study Busters. I'm your host, Mark Blaze from KPC Radio, signing off. Thank you.